The following is from Bloomberg View, the opinion section of Bloomberg.
Any doubts that the U.S. military has been unable to address its problems with sexual assault should be dispelled by a just-released Department of Defense survey. The number of such assaults reported by members of the military increased 6% in 2012 to more than 3,000. Still more disconcerting is an anonymous survey suggesting that as many as 26,000 service members were actually attacked last year. 22 years have passed since the Tailhook scandal focused attention on the sexual abuse of military women. The military has had time enough to get a handle on the problem. Any solution has to be systemic. Currently, sexual abuse complaints are handled through the chain of command. Base commanders decide whether a case proceeds to a court-martial. A bill in the House of Representatives would create an autonomous unit to handle accusations, independent of the chain of command. Military investigators assigned to sex cases would report directly to the office, whose director would oversee all prosecutions. A longer-term solution lies in effecting cultural change in the military. The Pentagon's decision in January to drop its ban on women serving in direct combat should allow women to gain greater equality and thus may reduce sexual abuse. Until then, an immediate remedy is required. This editorial was written by the Bloomberg View editorial board. I'm David Shipley. For more View, please go to Bloomberg.com/view.
This has been Bloomberg View.